Zoom meets Star Trek with Holoportation by Joanna Stern in the Wall Street Journal. There he is, in my basement, James Titanic Cameron, undersea explorer and digital filmmaker extraordinaire. Oh, no, he isn't on my laptop screen, resembling something between a Star Wars holoprojection and a Macy's Windows display. He is standing in front of my face on a virtual conference stage. When he turns around, you can see the shine of his silver hair and the back of his black boots. I should have seen him coming. Microsoft Corporation sent me a box the size of a freight train. Inside was a virtual reality headset from HP, along with a laptop to power it. And Microsoft's own augmented reality, aka mixed reality, HoloLens 2 goggles. Also, I could experience what the company calls holoportation at its Ignite conference held virtually on Tuesday. Instead of a boring old webcast, Alex Kipman, Microsoft's artificial intelligence and mixed reality technical fellow, appeared with other guests, including Mr. Cameron, as three-dimensional holograms. From my early experience, holoportation is quite awesome. It's also not quite ready for you. I had to be hooked up to an HP laptop, like some sort of marionette puppet, to experience this. Then there's the $3,500 HoloLens 2, which crushes my ears and still has too narrow a field of vision. Still, Microsoft Mesh, the service the company on Tuesday unveiled, underlies that holograph experience, is a big step for the future of mixed reality where digital objects meld with our real world. Mesh allows people in different physical spaces to collaborate in virtual environments on different types of devices and apps using Azure, Microsoft's cloud computing platform developers add to their apps. People using those apps could then create their own digital avatars and collaborate with others. Think of it like signing into an app with Google, Facebook, or Apple, only now your avatar is your identity. Whichever app you pop into, you are the same digital hologram. Virtual collaboration isn't new. I've been experimenting with shared spaces in virtual reality throughout the pandemic. Sometimes, instead of joining a video call, I put on my Oculus Quest 2 headset and meet up with 3D avatar versions of my colleagues in an app called Spatial. Microsoft-owned Altspace VR, which is where Tuesday's event was held, has virtual comedy shows and meetup spaces. What Microsoft's doing now, though, is different. First, the company aims to unify what's a pretty fragmented space. No matter what headset, HoloLens or Oculus, laptop, Mac or PC, or mobile device, iOS or Android, you'll be able to sign on and connect with other avatars. Down the road, Microsoft wants to go beyond these avatars and turn us all into actual holograms. Most of these platforms leave you looking cartoony or deformed, but the ones on stage representing Mr. Kipman and Mr. Cameron look like live 3D video. The process of creating these Vulmeric objects is early and expensive. The highest-end holograms require a facility like Microsoft's Mixed Reality Capture Studios, where you perform in front of a giant green screen as 160 cameras record various angles. Mr. Kipman used a somewhat more affordable step-down. Three $399 Azure Kinect DK depth cameras. So, yeah, it'll take a while for us to have our own holograms, plus the hardware isn't ready for consumers. I needed a good 30 minutes to set up the HP Reverb G2 headset, to which the presentation and my HoloLens 2's battery died in a meeting with another Microsoft executive last week. Facebook Incorporated's $299 Oculus Quest 2 headset is the furthest along on these fronts, though it's full VR, not augmented reality. Mr. Kipman says Microsoft is working on getting the technology in its HoloLens, currently aimed at enterprise, to that consumer level. The technology is not ready, in terms of comfort, in terms of immersion, in terms of value, for consumers, he said. For consumers, you need glasses, socially acceptable glasses. I'm not going to be standing up on stage talking about consumers until we believe we have a headset that's comfortable enough and immersive enough and socially acceptable enough. Even when that moment comes, Microsoft will likely have to fight for dominance with other giants with interests in this area, including Facebook and Apple Incorporated. All those companies must answer one giant question. What's the killer collaborative app? Here are some ideas. Work collaboration. Instead of a Zoom or Microsoft Teams meeting on your laptop, you pop into your virtual conference room with your holograph colleagues. In marketing, you all whiteboard your next big campaign ideas using digital pens and clip art. In industrial design, you pass around and review 3D prototypes. In medical research, you review diagrams and 3D organs. This is where James Cameron fits in. He and nonprofit educator partner OceanX are using Microsoft Mesh to create a holograph laboratory on the Ocean Explorer ship. They aim to collaborate virtually via labs around the world and work in 3D holograms of the areas they explore. Games. Pokemon, obviously. Mr. Kipman was joined on stage by John Hanke, CEO and founder of Niantic Incorporated, the company behind Pokemon Go. He showed off a concept version where Pokemon just appear right in front of you on the sidewalk. Live events. Microsoft's event itself was the best demonstration of what this technology can unlock. As I sat in the audience as a box-faced avatar, waiting for the event to start, I overheard a man behind me mention to a virtual seatmate that he worked on the headset hardware at Microsoft. It was like eavesdropping on a conversation at a real tech conference. One day, I'll go back to those conferences, but certainly not at the same capacity and frequency I used to. I might opt to stay home because it's easier. I'll put on a sleek headset and holoport in. When that day arrives, holograms might be as normal as Zoom calls.